and milder Wednesday. It's going to be warmer overnight than last night. Only 50s. Tomorrow afternoon, the highs into the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, clouds, a good rain chance with showers and thunderstorms. A cold front comes through the morning Thursday, turning as colder through the day. Morning high of 50s will fall through the 50s and 40s, with a continuation of the showers likely. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. New Orleans Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6. Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4. At the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie. I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, spots above Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Twelve o'clock's messenger on that doomsday clock. Yeah, I'm just looking at some information online about the United Nations and their business cards. They're a debit card, and it's a business debit card that the United Nations is giving out, doing its business in trying to subvert national sovereignty of the United States and every and all other countries, to create a monolithic, dystopian new world order, which is basically a virtual kingdom where everyone is once again property, just like in the old kingdoms of old. I guess a little beside myself. I've been trying to get word out on this after a bunch of Council on Foreign Relations members like Archie Morgan, who's related to J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan Sr., J.P. Morgan Jr. He went to my U.S. Federal Military Service Academy, known as Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, and he was involved with George W. Bush and a bunch of other Council on Foreign Relations members, Barack Obama. They charged me in 2003. March 6, 2003, 3 days after the Coast Guard, which I'm not in, have never been in, moved into the Department of Homeland Security that it helped create. Guys like former Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's now at NASA, and you're starting to see, and I've been warning people and telling people, if he's there, watch out, because they're going after and taking down any and all public trusts, the vote, our Congress, the Senate, the filibuster, you name it, they're after it, because they are working hard to dissolve the United States from within. And if you want to protect your children, if you have any, yourself, minimally, your spouse, husband, wife, brothers, sisters, friends, and family, you need to wake up, and wake up quickly, get involved. I mean, come on, if you haven't heard about black box voting, Diebold, this goes back to the year 2000, and Bev Harris, a sweet little old grandma who said enough is enough, and I'm not, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And she started an organization known as Black Box Voting. This goes back more than 20 years ago because of what happened with Hanging Chad, the guy falling off of his bike, or the little piece of paper on the vote ballot that didn't quite get punched through. She started an organization to get into all of this and start to stick up for and put out the truth on what's really going on, not only with Diebold, but ES and, or I think it's ES and S, This gets into Venezuela owning and controlling and counting our votes. We've got these sophists, these globalists, these royalists, and they are royalists. They're not trying to set up a world democratic republic. They're not trying to protect you or your rights. They're trying to claim them for themselves and say that, you know, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy because we're going to force you to, or we're going to give you some soma. And if you don't know what soma is, I think it was from Aldous Huxley and Brave New World. I think that was the book that it came from. There's so many, like 1984, Brave New World, Future Shock, George Orwell as one of the authors, Huxley, of course, Aldous and his brother. I want to say it was Eugene, but both of them, and maybe I'm saying Eugene because he was a eugenicist, or Philip Bobbitt, who was also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations and wrote a book called The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History, how he lays out in it as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And he knows because these people are the ones that, you know, Hillary Clinton goes to find out anything. And he's an insider like Huxley was, who wrote this book and in it said that, hey, they want to separate us from our government. So it's no longer of, by, and for the people. It's of, by, and for the unelected elite, the richest people in the world, and they get to decide what is best for everybody because it fits into their business model. Like Pfizer being a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Johnson & Johnson being a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Jeffrey Epstein, who was running a spy mill and a secret agency, using sex to blackmail and bribe and control and elicit secrets from dignitaries around the world. Prince Andrew being just one of many, along with Bill Clinton, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's sidekick, she's just been found guilty, and it'll probably be overturned because the system has been so corrupted. You will find that behind any and all of this is a member or many members, like I found out myself, and, you know, basically paid for it with my life. Effectively dead man talking. Because guys like Archie Morgan, who's directly descendant of J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan, and this is important, is J.P. Morgan, Alexander Hamilton, who was our first Secretary of the Treasury, who tried to create the first central bank by executive order, can't do that. Congress has to do that. And this is how far back this goes. And, you know, I look to books like Columbia Law Professor Philip Homburger's book, Is Administrative Law Unlawful? And how the law enforcement, the executive branch, whether it be state or local or city, like Villaraigosa or, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, of course, is a graduate of the World Economic Forum, which is a Young Global Leaders Program, which is an offshoot and was started by members of the Council on Foreign Relations, along with the Bilderberg Group. That was started by members on the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations was started by the British Crown. It's like all of these others. And if you look at all of the different there's a Council of Councils now, which is a council that governs all of the councils on foreign relations in, say, Italy, or the Council on Foreign Relations in the United States, or the one in England, which is called, instead of Council on Foreign Relations, it's the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Yeah, the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And most of them are called Council on Foreign Relations. And there's one in Italy. The Pope probably has his own. This is basically, and I've been saying this for a long time, Spectre, the evil organization in James Bond series of books and or movies by Ian Fleming, who was also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. He modeled his novel and the evil empire in the novel, or the evil agency, or, you know, control on the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you read any books on it, you would start to realize what a grave, and it's beyond growing, it's overwhelming threat the Council on Foreign Relations poses to the world, not just the United States and American people and our sovereignty, which, you know, for all intents and purposes, with Joe Biden, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, in charge, they are focused on taking down the United States from within. And, you know, I'm going to keep reporting on it as long as I can and getting people to wake up. But we're going to go to break, take a short one here, and we'll be right back. 504-556-9696.
Opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168, or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
What song is this from? All right. I think that's our coming back music. Yeah, no, talking to a friend and telling him about more on this, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's open-eyed and understands a little bit, not as much as he should or could or believes he does, but he's like, his response is, well, what can we do? You know, it's a free country. And no, this is treason. They are carrying on criminal activities within the United States as unregistered foreign agents working for the British Crown to upend and end our system of self-governance under a quote-unquote democratic republic, and they want to convert it back into a crown possession, the lost colony. This is in Cecil Rhodes's will, you know, that he wanted to, that he created the Council on Foreign Relations as a secret service, as a secret society, as a secret agency. And just because you know about it and because I'm talking about it doesn't make it any less secret, because it's doing what it's doing behind closed doors, keeping it secret. Who votes on what and who says what, no one knows. It doesn't keep minutes of it. But if you look at, like, and read its mouthpiece, the Foreign Affairs, and or the Atlantic, another journal, or Time, or Fortune magazine, or Forbes, Bloomberg, and more, these are all concoctions, creations of the Council on Foreign Relations. And behind every dirty deed here in the United States, especially done under the name of the United States, you and me, and everyone else who lives here and is a citizen, they are acting as a criminal enterprise. They are acting, RICO and, you know, racketeering influenced corrupt organizations. That's RICO goes right to the Council on Foreign Relations to say that we can't do anything, shouldn't do anything, just have to turn a blind eye to it somehow, is not right. It's not accurate. It's not anything close to the truth of the matters. And I'm trying to find the text. They stole our election in the dark of the night, and none of our institutions could stop it. Think why? Because their Council on Foreign Relations are everywhere. Al Gore is a member. Mr. You know, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. Do you not remember that fake kiss that he gave to Tipper before he blew her off and walked away from her in the middle of breast cancer? That's Al Gore, Mr. Billionaire, who made all his money by pushing the whole, you know, carbon tax and clean energy. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be advancing clean energy and pushing everything and anything that we can that would improve our lives. But at some point, there's no ethics, there's no regulation, there's no control over what's going on and being done. And oh, it's like, well, we should do it because if we don't, the Chinese will. And then we won't be able to counter. It's like, no, not a good. I mean, even finally, Ben Shapiro, I heard him talking about it today on the radio. It was about the ghost cities. I think it was him. The ghost cities that are being made in China, where they're not real cities. They look like it from a distance and from afar. And even when you get up closer, until you like go to open the door, and then it's chained and it's falling off and the inside isn't complete, and you walk around the backside of the building and there's no back. It's like a Western ghost town, you know, a facade. And there's a number of these huge that can house hundreds of thousands of people that have been built for what reason? It's like, that's just bizarre. And they're tearing down, or they're tearing up world-class, relatively new container ships and tank vessels and more, because the steel is worth more as scrap in the ship than the ship is worth in actual trade. Supposedly, that's how they're playing it, but I have to disagree. There's, you know, they're playing it as if there's a glut on shipping when we have anywhere from 60 to 120 ships sitting off the California coast for some odd reason. And things have not been done. And a lot of this is being done. It's being created. It's synthetic. The plans have been laid in advance by the power elite. They're trying to, with COVID, wipe out the West Coast, LA, and seize all of that land and property and completely rebuild it. Same thing in New York. I mean, this is intentional. This is a major, not just a land grab in these cities, but it's a grab of the United States, because George H.W. Bush, where NAFTA was passed under his administration, but not put into effect until Bill Clinton came in. And, you know, these are both members of the Council on Foreign Relations, of course, just like Jimmy Carter, who helped start Trilateral. Read some books on this stuff and you'll be like blown away. It's like, how can they get away with this? How can they do this? And no, because nobody knows. Nobody knows what's going on. I used to like Ike. Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, was a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. So was Nixon. So we've had all of these people, and whether they know it or not, or realize it or not, you know, one of the reasons they went to take out Reagan, who was also, he wasn't a direct member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but he got knighted by the Crown and all sorts of other stuff. And he was basically an actor, quote unquote. I wanted to mention that because the term actor is, I've been an actor. I have it on my quote unquote resume, done a bunch of stuff and trained and blah, 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 blah. But the term actor is also a, I don't know if pejorative is the proper term, but it's a term. It's a legal term that's used for, like, say, if you're talking about the maritime industry and you talk about a shipping company, you could call them a maritime actor or an officer in the United States Merchant Marine, which is what I was, and also a naval officer. You could call me a maritime actor, you know, a player or person in that industry or topic that you're talking about can be a quote unquote actor. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're an actor, like Ronald Reagan was an actor, and he was. And when he was president, I believe he was acting. You know, he did do a lot of things that were not like going after the air traffic controllers, and he used military air traffic controllers. And the South should be extremely sensitive to this issue and what's going on even with the Coast Guard now, where the Coast Guard has been made into a special branch of military. And you need to report on this. Take this information, go do your own research, find out what I'm talking about. And you'll see, like, well, federal fusion centers, what are those? Well, they prosecute. And I know about this because they prosecuted me in one, in room 5150. Go figure. Got the music coming up. For the bottom of the hour, I'll throw out the number. I'm not sure if I'm going to take any calls or not, but we'll see. 504-556-9696. I could, again, and I'll throw it out for whatever it's worth, not much, but could really use some help and circling of the wagons and an angel or two to promote, help pay for my show and get it up off the ground and take it to the next level or two. And I'm working on some stuff now, but some outside help would go a long way. 504-556-9696. We'll be back. And you need to focus on the Council on Foreign Relations because it's the most common denominator in everything going on.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering, and your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The estranged husband of a Slidell woman who was dismembered in New Orleans, her body stuffed in a freezer, is now calling on the justice system to hold the accused killer without bail. More from Jeff Palermo.
Micah Dardar calls Benjamin Beal demented and demonic.
He's an animal. He needs to be in a cage.
Beal has been charged in the gruesome death of 36-year-old Julia Dardar, a mother of two. Her estranged husband, Micah Dardar, says Julia suffered from addiction and mental health issues when she disappeared just before Christmas.
We knew she was on a bad track. She made some bad choices.
Micah Dardar says Beal has wealthy parents, which is why he should be held without bail.
It's really unpredictable to think what a person that could do something that he's already done would do.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Faced with a severe shortage of substitute teachers, Caddo Parish schools are asking parents to step up and take on that role. The lack of available instructors is caused largely by the COVID pandemic, but also by a general shortage of available help. Caddo parents who want to help are urged to contact the school system. This is news on LRN.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming soon to Louisiana. It won't be long until you can bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving customers $100 in free bets when you sign up before they go live. No deposit required. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world and have created one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code LA Sports when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Louisiana. That's code LA Sports to get $100 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 7867. 21 and over. Louisiana only. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
All right, some really good coming back. Good meat. Yeah, the thing that's going on with the United Nations need to be abolished. It's a criminal organization, and I hate to say that, no matter what good it was intended, which I don't believe any, because it was created by the Council on Foreign Relations. How many times do I need to keep saying that? You know, you need to spend some time. Buy a book like Deep State, Alex Newman, or the one by James Perloff, The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations, and the American Decline. But these United Nations debit cards, Patty, music. Thanks. These United Nations debit cards that are being handed out to immigrants, and then, you know, only with some cash here and cash there. And where do you think that cash is coming from? United States. That's why we're, you know, not supposed to have just a quote unquote general fund where everything comes from. It's supposed to be, you know, tax and spend, you know, tax for a specific thing and spend it on that and do that within the year, not 10 years out, not 5 years out, not down the road, not some kind of special fund, not throwing it all into some general fund where they can move it around and say, well, we're going to build this many aircraft carriers or destroyers or whatever, and then they don't build as many, and they put the money in there, and they use it and move it for something else. It's not how our system is set up or how it's supposed to work. I remember when I was a port engineer for the Navy and Military Sealift Command, et cetera, that the big debate was about, you know, the government having a credit card. And, you know, using credit or having credit instead of taxing and spending the money. And I don't like what Biden is doing with the whole tax thing at all. I myself am in such a compromised position because of what they've done to me. You know, I've been absolutely destroyed over the course of the last 20 years. And I'm pointing to the people that have done it, so that you can look at them and do everything you can to protect and defend yourself from these people, have them removed from government because they are foreign agents. They are unregistered foreign agents acting under the pretense that they are Americans and they are not, and that they are getting elected and running for office like Stacey Abrams. She's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. She should not be able to hold the office of governor or whatever other office she is seeking, because she is representing the foreign royal British crown. She does realize it, but whether she realizes it or not, or there are people in the Council on Foreign Relations who may plead ignorance, I'm sorry, you joined and you took an oath to a secret service of the royal crown, a secret society of the British German Royal Crown. And this is, you know, it's not just British, it is. It's not just royal, it is. It's not just the crown, it is. But it's the German crown as well, the Habsburgs. And, you know, they are interrelated. I want to say it was through Marie. I have to think about it and drag back up, but there's, if you do the research, and you know, some of these are usurpers, and the Windsors are, they were named Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, three families as in Saxony, Saxe. These individuals are royalty. They are, and are trying to conquer and place the world back under their thumb. They want us to shut up. No free speech, as Harry said. And MI6, geez, the Steele dossier. What more do you need? It was the British who came in and took out President Trump. And at some point, whether you like Trump or not, and whether you liked Nixon or not, or Reagan or not, or Bill Clinton or not, or Hillary Clinton or not, or Chelsea Clinton or not. These members are, and, you know, I quoted to my friend Shakespeare of, you know, what Shakespeare said, all the world is a stage. And what was the other one? Me doth think thee protest too much. Because Al Gore is holding hands with John Kerry, who's holding hands with John Bolton, who's holding hands with John Negroponte. And if you don't know who any of these people are, look them up and dig a little bit, and you'll see the kind of things that they were involved in. And it wasn't to protect and defend the American Republic, the Democratic Republic, where democratic institutions are married with Republican institutions. Things like the vote, where we all get to vote, which came from Athens, if not well before, to where everyone votes for a Republican representative, and not Republican in party, but, you know, these two parties used to be one and the same. They used to be called the Democratic Republican Party. And there's all kinds of issues with Tammany Hall and, you know, the place that they emanated from, and Jefferson and others. But they did try to set up something that was masterful. The separation of powers that they borrowed from the French, from Montesquieu, and to where, look, the only way, and because we're not in that system anymore. The Constitution is gone. The separation of powers coming from Montesquieu, French, it has been obliterated. It's been eviscerated. The Federal Administrative Procedure Act of 1946, 47, whatever, was crafted, and it married, and in violation of the separation of powers doctrine that was our founding doctrine. That's why we had Article 1, Article 2, Article 3. Article 1 being the legislature that makes the laws, Article 2 being law enforcement that enforces the laws, and not they get to decide when, where, and how, and whatever. The law tells them how to enforce it. It's spelled out what is a violation of law. And for a violation of law, you would end up getting a summons. And then you go to court, which is the Article 3. So all of these were supposed to be separate and independent and as strong. The courts were supposed to be as strong as the presidency, and the Congress, which makes the laws, was supposed to be as strong and co-equal to the other two branches. And that's not what's going on, because under that law, the Federal Administrative Procedure Act, it took all three great powers. It stole the powers of Congress, the legislature, Article 1, and moved them under law enforcement, Article 2. And it also stole the judicial powers of the Article 3 branch and placed them under the Article 2 branch, or law enforcement. So law enforcement, which is also the military, OMG, is making the law and then deciding the law and bringing cases like they did with me, where the Coast Guard, a special branch of military I'm not in, that's not supposed to be a branch of military, that's coming under its own special version of military law, and you can't have a special version. There's only one. And I don't know why the Navy doesn't do what it did prior to World War II and in the midst of World War II and thereafter, and subsume the Coast Guard under the Navy, which is not a problem, because right now, with who's in charge and who Admiral Allen has placed in the Coast Guard, and Admiral Allen was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Does that surprise you? I don't know why, because that's all I've been trying to get you to wake up to and read about and report upon, and call other shows like Jesse Kelly and get them to wake up, or call Ben Shapiro or Mark Levine or any of these other programs, Jeff Cruer, and get the, there's no more important topic, because nothing will change. The corruption will not go away. You saw what happened in Ghislaine Maxwell's case, and it's not over. Because, wait, the judge, this woman, is tied to the Council on Foreign Relations. And she's, I mean, how can they go against one individual? And you could say it was for, oh, to make a better case. And, you know, what about all the other people? And so now, and I guess they can still go after her for these other people, because that would not be double jeopardy, although I'm not a fan of and it's been going on for a very long time, where they go after you administratively, like Martha Stewart. You know, they dropped the case against her, they dropped the charges, but then they prosecuted her for lying in the prosecution. And it's like, wait, you put somebody's life in jeopardy, and then because they're nervous and or don't know how to respond because you're lying to them, you can put them in jail and take their company away from them for that. This is conquest. This is not our country doing this. These are people who have taken over our seats of public power and trust and are using them against us, and corporate positions of power and trust. Our founders not only fought against the royal families, but they also fought against their agencies in the corporations. And now we've wrapped our arms around both again, and we're claiming ourselves to be property for them. It's unbelievable, people. Anyways, 504-556-9696. If you dare call in, make it somebody new and somebody...
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 12th, it's Funk Monkey featuring Arsene DeLay, and on January 19th, Eric Johansson. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hi, I'm Pete Cannizzaro with Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Cannizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with 3 locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CannizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
January 22nd and 23rd,
in West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
January 22nd and 23rd
in West Wego at the Ilario Center.
Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I wanted to mention about in relation to these UN debit cards that are being they're posted up on InfoWars or whatever, if you want to go there, InfoWars.com. And you know, Alex Jones, when I went to some symposium or whatever out here in California that he came to with a bunch of other people, told me, I tried talking to him about what was going on with me, and this is before the military tribunal they brought me into. I think this was like 2006, and he told me to my face that whistleblowers are a dime a dozen. Well, I, you know, Maybe that's true, Alex, but not the people and not the situation that I'm in and have been in and been trying to report upon and wake people up to how pervasive this whole thing is. But the Bank of America used to be known as the Bank of Italy. And it was used, much like these UN debit cards, to funnel people from Italy and other places throughout the world. And this is after World War II and Mussolini and more, into, and this was, you know, Bank of America was founded and its offices, its headquarters are in San Francisco, go figure. Nancy Pelosi and JP Getty and Gavin Newsom, who's a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program, along with Jeff Bezos and who's the other guy? Zuckerberg from Facebook, Instagram, Meta. These are all agents of the crown, and they're working. The World Economic Forum was formed by Klaus Schwab as a constitutional world monarchy. Think about that. And then go think about who the member corporations are. Forget about the individuals for a moment. Madeleine Albright, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Hillary Clinton are all members. George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Eisenhower. It's Kissinger, the main agent for the crown, coming from Bavaria, where Adam Weishaupt came from, and stopping off in London to be educated and raised to an age before he came to the United States to betray us on a grand scale and help to do the dirty deeds of Cecil Rhodes and take back the United States as the lost colony to the British German Empire. And they won't say German or Yiddish because it's both. It's, and those here in the United States who are beholden to the crown and want to reclaim the United States as the lost colony to the British, German, Yiddish, royal empires, which is the kingdoms of these countries, Britain and Rome, because the European Union is basically the new Roman Empire of its day. And you see what it did with the pigs, Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. It went after and basically stole and pulled a John Perkins economic hitman on these countries, much like they did in Central and South America, and then having guys like John Negroponte in Central America running death squads to basically wipe out people, the indigenous, so that they could not claim the land that they'd lived on for generations. If you don't think that these kind of people that are doing this overseas to other people will turn it upon you, well, I think you're finding out the hard way that it's not the case and that they've been targeting and planning and don't have a problem with, because you are not their equal. You are their property. You are their subject under this new, the Project for a New American Century, PNAC, which started off 9/11. The Council on Foreign Relations planned and carried out 9/11. There's no other organization in the world that could do that like it did. No government could even, barely do that. The United States could do it. But and you look at the cover up now with COVID and look at what happened after 9/11 and the cover up to where they're forcing truths upon people, where even the 9/11 commission, it said all kinds of stuff in there, like they were running a mock drill that mirrored exactly what happened on 9/11. What? Like, no. Yeah. So we're being played, and we have been being played for a very long time. And if you don't stand up and stick up and, we are the last arbiter over our own government. And I would say that applies not just in a constitutional monarchy, but also in a constitutional democratic republic. And at some point, whatever differences the South had with the North and everything that's gone on in our own history in the Civil War and more and Lincoln and yada, 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 we need to come together and we need to realize that we are better off. We are stronger. We are safer on each other's sides. And I would have to, and I hate to say this because it gets into the whole like New World Order, is that, even Canada needs to not just declare independence like it did in 1976, but be independent from the crown and, get rid of people like Justin Trudeau, who swore allegiance in his, you know, swearing in, not speech, but his swearing in, as prime minister in Canada, where he swore an oath of allegiance to the crown and to Queen Elizabeth. It's like, what? What? And his father, Pierre Trudeau, who served a couple of terms and was a devout communist. So anything that we have to do with Canada until it gets its act straightened out should be very limited, because even Canadians think that they live in a democracy, and they don't. They are a vassal state of, I would say, Rome, but England, minimally, the United Kingdom, Europe. And you know, in Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History, a known member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Philip Bobbitt, who was also director of Central Intelligence for Infrastructure and a bunch of other stuff. You can read all that in his book. He was also educated at King's College in London, Oxford, and more. But he's supposedly, quote unquote, an American, and he's not. He says in there that, you know, Europe has been controlled by the Habsburgs for the last 1,300 years. And I believe him. And I believe that if you do just a little bit of digging, just read, go online, you can find out that the Bushes are members of the House of Habsburg, and so is the British German crown, the Windsors. And oh wait, Barack Obama is related to George Bush. He's his ninth cousin, twice removed. He's actually more closely related to Dick Cheney, seventh cousin, twice removed. And they're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and many are, not just like Porter Goss, who they turned me over to. Dianne Feinstein did, and she's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, of course. She turned me over to Porter Goss, who's a member of Book and Snake, which is like Skull and Bones, which Skull and Bones is such a soft term because it's actually the Brotherhood of Death. And these people are Laura Bush. She killed her ex-boyfriend. She waited and then ran a stop sign and T-boned her ex-boyfriend so that she could, and that's one of the reasons why she was brought into this, you know, death cult, is because she's like them. She's one of them. She will kill people. She's nuts. And I hate to say that, and I hate to break whatever favor or love that you've had for the Bushes, but they're warmongers. They're pirates. They're not even American. And you know, it started with Samuel and Prescott and Moore and the Walker family and the Davis family and others that have been working for over time to take down the United States, take it over, steal all of our treasury assets, and turn us all into slaves, you know, vassal subjects of the British German crown, or what is represented as the British German royal crown, and the city of London that most of these companies like Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Joe Biden are all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Joe Biden is pitching for the vaccine, and the organization that he is a member of is benefiting from that, along with the president of Pfizer, who's a veterinarian. And he didn't stick up for ivermectin or the use of it, even though he's a veterinarian, because he had a conflict of interest in pushing his sales with Pfizer. And people need to follow the money and the connections, people. We'll be back tomorrow and the next day.